Yeah, well said, Chris. And sorry I had to make you wait to say it. I appreciate the remarks as well. So, I don't think we had anybody else on the stack. Is there anybody else who wants to be on the stack?
Our poll for fast. Well, our poll for something.
Okay, our poll, go ahead.
I move that we, the NFC recommends to the PNB that it approve the PRA FY22 budget.
Thank you for that. Is there a second? Well, we don't take seconds. Any discussion? I have a question myself, but I'll defer to anybody else. Okay. Go ahead, Kim. Go ahead.
Well, I think we need to tell the PNB the problems. You know, this is a budget. They're not getting their revenue from the station. So it's basically a deficit revenue budget. So they know that, you know, what we just heard, this is the way we do the accounting, as if it's going to come in and it's not coming in and it hasn't come in. And maybe, you know, Julia could just, or Mariana could just write up a little side statement saying, oh, by the way, this is the money that's owed for this year and last year. And so kind of subtract that from what you're seeing, just so you know that you're not going to come out with what was his at the end. It's not going to be positive. You know, it's not whatever the budget was. You know, it's showing a $20,000
cash flow will be negative for the year.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Julia. So, I mean, I think the PNB needs to know that.
Kim, is that a question that you're directing to Julia?
No, I think it's a question I'm directing to the group. Can we craft a statement to go with this budget that it's, what did you say, Julia, a negative cash flow budget?
It's a balanced budget, but it will have negative cash flow.
There you go.
Because people are not paying, units are not, a few of the units are not paying their central services.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like the language right there. Could we, if
exactly.
We're going to craft this, could we start with that?
How about the NFC recommends to the PNB that it approve the PRA FY22 budget, noting that it is a balanced budget with a negative cash flow because units are not paying central services fees.
Some units.
That works for me. I'm waiting to hear from anybody else.
Is that good, Julia?
I think it's fine.
Okay. Fine with me, then.
I mean, I think some action needs to come behind it of these, the archives need support from, I'm not sure where it comes from, but I've kind of said that it needs to be, you know, as we go through these cash flow problems, you know, we have prioritized payroll, we prioritized health insurance. We need to prioritize funding the archives. Because if they're not funded, you know, he's already explained what you lose, but there's no one to help them out. And it's not
Chris,
their fault.
Chris Corey,
that they've been set
Chris
up
Corey did the stack.
And then Kim.
They've been set up to, they've been structured to be supported in this way. And unless that changes significantly, which can't happen in a year, you know, they need to be supported by having these units pay their central services. It needs to be one of the top five things that's required.
Okay, I heard Chris and then Kim.
Am I free to go?
Yes, please.
Okay, sorry. I totally lost my stream of thought there. Put me on the bottom of the stack, James. I'm sorry.
No problem. Chris, Kim?
Well, we don't need to say that because Mark and Julia will get another bite at the apple at the PNB when this is present. Well, it should be presented there and not just, you know, it could be presented there, you know, for the PNB and that kind of statement made at the PNB. Because we've heard it, we understand, but the PNB may not. So that's where that pitch should come about, you know, finding a way to fund it.
That's Julia, is that something that you think you could reiterate for the PNB when we get to it? Or I'm not opposed to having Mark and or Mariana come to the PNB, but if we could save them the trip by having Julia do that.
That's perfectly fine. And Mark, I'll reach out to you when you're back because I have a couple
okay.
things I think would be helpful with that. But yes,
great.
I can do that.
Chris, did you recover your question yet?
I did. Thank you. It was actually a comment. I think that this this issue is actually, I was going to say fairly well understood. I will say fairly well understood by people who have been around the PNB for a while, because it comes up regularly for the national office. That the national office, maybe it hasn't really been realized up until this point, because there was quite an extent of time when, including the PPP funding, the national office had extra resources to draw off to make up for the shortfall. Maybe the PMB really isn't aware of this, but the archives and the national office require, of course, central services payments from the individual stations. And if the the individual stations are unwilling or unable to pay those central services, eventually that pool of resources dries up and we end up with situations where the national office can't step in and do the thing that we expect them to do, which is to provide emergency stopgap funding for stations that are like between fund drives and run out of resources. That's like a fairly typical, they act like a line of credit, basically. The national office has historically acted like that. And they really can't do that now because there is no money in the line of credit. It's like having your line of credit maxed out. That's exactly how it is, actually. And so, the archives are in the same boat because they run off of that same pool of resources as the national office. So I was going to say that because people are aware of this problem with the national office, they're also aware of it with the archives, but they might not be aware of it for either. And that's probably particularly true for the new members. So, yeah, I think it actually would be super helpful for the CFO to step forward and basically say, look, you know, that this the foundation has been operating in a cash negative position for quite a while, and that's drained resources out of the national office and the archives, and they are no longer self-sustaining based on, you know, based on the fact that all the cash has been depleted out of those resources. I think that would be super valuable and helpful for the PMB to hear. And I guess I don't really have a question. It's just I'm just trying to think through on the fly. So I hope that made sense and was helpful to somebody. So thank you.
It certainly does, Chris. And perhaps you could work, you know, have a conversation with Julia in helping to prepare that.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Volunteering you for work, Chris.
Right. No. If she welcomes my input, I'd be happy to provide it. So yeah, thank you.
Okay, I have a question, so I don't hear anybody else jumping up, and that is, Julia, I take it from the conversations here and the fact that you've reviewed this budget and you've had it for some time, that you are in favor of us passing this on to the PMB for their approval? Would that be
yes.
a fair statement?
Okay.
Understood. And I don't know if Stephanie is with us, but Stephanie, I don't know how intimately involved you've been with this. Considering all the other things you've been involved with, but if you are familiar enough with this to comment, how do you feel about it?
I'm very pleased with the budget they presented. Mark is doing a great job, as is his staff. And I completely agree that there's a lot of potential there, and I've been very fortunate to be able to talk with him about that. So it has my thumbs up.
Thank you very much for that. Appreciated. Okay, so we were, Paul, you had a motion, and then we kind of amended it without actually doing it. Shall we just go with it the way it is? Or?
Well, I'll read it. Why don't I read it, and we can decide on it.
What I have is,
the NFC recommends to the PNB that it approve the PRA FY22 budget with the note that it is a balanced budget with a negative cash flow because some units are not paying central services fees.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. Let's thank Mark Torres for coming and tell him he can go home now if he wants. But, of course, Mark, you're welcome to stay if you wish.
All right. I am going to peel off, but I want to thank you all. You all made some great points, and you all had some great questions. I appreciate your support, and I appreciate that the Finance Committee is going to make this recommendation. I think the strength of your approval is important, and I'm happy, and I'm glad Julia is happy to present if we need to the PNB, but I think your support is the first step for success for us. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for your half a lifetime of commitment to the PRA.
Really, exactly half a lifetime. Thank you so much.
How about that?
Many more.
Right. All right. Good night.
Many more.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So that moves us along to our next item, which is the review of the March financials. And, Julia, we've only got about 10 minutes left, and I would really need to take a couple of minutes at the end for a quick discussion of number 9, the non-disclosure agreements. So why don't you go ahead, but we'll keep an eye on the clock. And I know you spent a lot of time on this, and I hate to rush you through it, but we can always come back and review it further the next time. But go ahead, if you're ready.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, most people – hold on one second. I'm starting off on the – first of all, I apologize. I just guzzled my Tylenol and lost my train of thought. I sent out the budget twice. So the last time I sent it right before the meeting, I had added a tab that had the percent change year to date on it, because I know that makes it easier for people to just kind of get the nutshell. So if you're looking at the one, I've added percentages on the tab, but then there is a tab that is just strictly the short info on the how much revenue is down versus last year and expenses. You know, the story has not changed much, and I'm not sure if it's frustrating to members of the committee that I don't get too much down into the weeds, because really it's the overarching story is that revenue is down significantly just from last year. You know, the bigger chunks are we have 4 units that are down, have revenue that's down more, 19% or more versus the same period last year. You know, and KPFT is the one that's down 19%. KPFA is down 22%. I think I have a feeling that people would be surprised that KPFA is down 22%. That has not just been because of one bad month. That's been a trend for, you know, the entire year. The national office is down 10%. The archives is down 25%. And KPFK is down 47%. Now, you know, the expenses to the right of that, you can see, you know, there have been some significant cuts in expenses. But, you know, the national office, you know, its expenses are up 40%. Now, as a percentage of the total, that's not necessarily that much. But again, that feeds back into mostly the legal fees. And then, of course, we took on KPFK and started doing more detailed work for them. So that had the cost for accounting services went up some. But, you know, when we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so we have 7 units and 5 of the 7 have decreasing, you know, revenues. Revenues have dropped compared to the prior year for 5 out of the 7. WBAI's is up, but they're still experiencing significant cash problems. While their revenue is up 10%, their expenses are up 6%. I think once we finish the audit, that potentially might be that those expenses will go down a little bit. But, you know, it's going back to something needs to change with the fundraising piece. And how do we do that? And being open to some of the opportunities that have been put out there. And I think that's something that you had mentioned earlier, James, when Stephanie discussed the list of potential risks that we could be facing. Or, you know, I hate to call it options because that sounds like it's positive, but you know, risks sounds a little bit more true to the seriousness of what those choices are going forward. And as we look at revenue, you know, if we want to focus on that, we have to recognize that something has to change. And I completely respect the mission of the organization. You know, y'all might be surprised, but what little free time I do have, you know, I actually do listen to some of the radio stations. I was impressed with some of the music that I heard as I decided not to work on Mother's Day and walked through Lowe's looking at plants. You know, I listened to some of the music and I was like, wow, I need to look that up. I want to save that and see if it's on, you know, my iTunes or whatever. But, you know, I heard some of the pitches. I've been reading the website. Both of Pacifica and of, you know, some of the organizations that are a part of trying to go the legal route, I guess, with making some change. And so I've tried to educate myself on what you guys, what the organization really represents, what it's trying to accomplish, what's important to it. And I think there's a disconnect between thinking that there are some things you can't do to generate revenue because it jeopardizes that mission of independence. But at this, I think we just need to be more open-minded to some of these opportunities that are out there for generating revenue. Because the standard fund drive is not doing it, is not going to do it the way we're doing it. I'm happy to answer some questions. I know people haven't had a lot of time to look at anything. So I really just wanted to take it from a bigger picture perspective that pretty much all of the units are in the same spot.
Julia, it's now 10:58, and we need to take a couple of quick minutes to look at these non-disclosure forms. I wonder if we could send out the March financials to the people who need them. And I want to remind you, hopefully that we're sending them out to the managers of all of our units, including the affiliates, as well as, you know, the general managers. Could we possibly come back to this next time for a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay. As people didn't get them, you know, in their final form till today, and so that way we'll have a better chance to look at it. You'll have more time to talk about it.
Well, and just for the record, I did do, and we can go over this next time, but I did do some legwork just looking at the effectiveness of, and I only have access to two of the units' fund drive numbers. I'm sure I could get it from WPFW, I guess, but, well, maybe not because they don't use Allegiance. But anyway, I went through and overlooked at their fund drive. And also had some information about cash, just so people understand that, you know, it's tight.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that next time, especially the effectiveness of the fund drives.
I appreciate that. And just to remind you, we have a PNB motion that I think Stephanie is aware of, and she's been receiving some information from some stations about their fund drive charts, basically, and that will help us evaluate, you know, how the revenue is coming in, and hopefully we'll be working on that closely. All right, if there's nothing else here, I'd like to move on to number 9 very quickly, maybe in a minute. I want to say to everyone, please check your email on the National Finance Committee email list. I got mine at 8:05 p.m. from Polina Vasilyev, the secretary of the PMB, and there are two attachments there. One is consent to use electronic transmissions for the kind of meetings that we're having here. Rather than an in-person meeting, we're using a telephonic meeting. This is also good for Zoom meetings and other kinds of meetings. And the second document is the Pacifica Confidentiality Agreements. I would like to ask everybody to look at these documents. These were signed, they're being signed as we speak by members of the PNB so that we can assure the confidentiality of our executive session meetings, protect information that we need to be protected, you know, based on financial, personnel, other kinds of issues. So if everybody could just please look at these, I think at the next meeting we can discuss. I don't know if we need to vote on this. This is more of something that's coming from management. If necessary, we can vote on it, but everybody will have a chance now to review them. And this is mostly for the treasurers, because the PMB members will have probably already signed them by the time we get back in the next meeting.
James.
So this.
Are you saying this has been sent already? Because I don't see it.
I got it.
Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I didn't get it either, and I signed this for the KPFK LSB, so I just assumed that's why I didn't get it.
No,
so,
actually, it was sent to the National Finance Committee. Again, I say I got mine at 8:05, so just check your... check your email, and if you don't get it,
no,
let
I
me
did.
Know.
I don't have it, Paulina already has a signed copy that I signed for the KPFK, for KPFK. So
the
I
very same document,
sign.
I know.
It
Kim,
wouldn't matter
people...
if it was sent to the NFC, and can Paulina
James.
Send to the NFC's mailing list? I don't think so.
Mac,
no.
Mac on
the... I gave her the email address.
Doesn't matter. You can give the world the email address. If she's not a registered member, she ain't posting here.
Oh, okay. I see what
oh.
happened. She sent it. Excuse me. Thank you. She sent it to me and the National Finance Committee, and I guess National Finance Committee didn't get it.
That's why you got it.
But I got it. That's right. Okay. Understood. All right. So we will have to rectify this in the meantime before the next meeting. At any rate, we all know now that it's coming. Kim, if you sign the exact same document, no need to sign it again. Just make sure it is the exact same document. I know some people signed a document for KPFK last year
no,
that was different.
It's the same thing. I can just resend it because I have it. I scanned it, so I have it. It's not a big deal either way. But.
No need. But I hope everybody else will look at it. Julia, I hardly think you need to sign it, but you're a member of the committee. I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but we'll discuss it next time.
Did you say Julie? Who'd you say?
I said Julia, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I think as our CFO, I don't know that you need to sign it, but who knows? We can find out in the meantime. All right, we are now past time, so unless anybody wants to do anything last second here, I'm going to declare that we're adjourned.
Thank you, James.
And I thank you, Kim, and I thank everyone, especially our Paul, our secretary, Fred Blair, our streamer. Thank you, Stephanie, for being here, and, of course, Julia, for all the work you do for us. And just thank everybody for staying a little extra here to get some work done. It's much appreciated.